Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are going to rejoice and be glad in it. God has a beautiful message for us today to just give us spiritual enlightenment into our soul and to lift us up and bring us out so that we can be joyous and have a blessed, beautiful day. I want to remind you of Psalms 78, particularly verse 23 and 25 through 25. I will be reading from the easy-to-read version. But then God poured the open clouds above, and manna rained down on them for food. It was as if doors in the sky opened, and grain poured down from a storehouse in the sky. These people ate the food of angels. God sent plenty of food to satisfy them. May the Lord add a blessing and the reading of His holy word on this July 12, 2024. I want you to get this message into your soul to heal you from the inside out. It is, God bless you anyhow. God blessed you anyhow. Who said that you are good? God cannot show up for you when you don't show up for you. So, show up for you. God cannot show out for you if you don't show up. So make sure that you show up so God can show out for you. In the Bible, the phrase, the windows of heaven, is used to describe a heavenly portal that allows spiritual enlightenment and perspective to enter into your life. The imagery of windows is instructive because it allows natural light to enter a building. Similarly, to show the windows of heaven allows spiritual illumination to enter into your life. As we look at Psalms 78, it is the second longest psalm in the Bible with 72 verses and is the first of three great history psalms. It tells a story of God's care for the Israelites during their formative years, including providing food and guidance. In this passage, God commands the skies above and opens the doors of heaven to rain down manna on the people as they are in their wilderness. Before all of this, there was the verse number 22 in this particular psalm. It says, because they did not trust in Him, they did not believe that God could save them. But God blessed them anyhow. You ask the triune God for something that you've done, the preparation, and now you have it today. Through life, adult life changes and continues to be what it is. The triune God has blessed you by getting you through your past to be in your present with the hope of the future that awaits. So I thank you for my present. I thank you for the present to be of the present. I thank you for your love, your joy, your peace, your patience, your kindness, your goodness, your mercy, your forgiveness, and self-control. So through Christ, His energy, that I can give love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, mercy, forgiveness, and self-control to others. As I go out to others, many will have some health challenges. They're on hospice, and may I, through Christ, His energy and light be given to them. As I go out to others today, may we be restored. May we be restored. So we can do this thing again and again. Let me say it again. As I go out to others today, may we be restored so that we can do this thing again and again. May the windows of heaven be open today. Forgive us of our malfunctions and our maladaptiveness when traveling throughout today. Thank you for traveling mercy and grace today. As you look at your life, remember Psalm 78. It is a historical psalm that tells the story of God's relationship with the Israelites from the time of Egypt to the reign of King David. He gave us His faithfulness, teaching the children about Him. As it is a call to preserve the narrative, God's people to preserve and pass on that narrative of God's relationship with them, which can give meaning, give hope in a culture that has forgotten God despite our repeated disobedience and ingratitude. Just like our ancestors, the Israelites, their recurring and unfailing mercy of God to us, just like the Israelites have been disobedient nations, we too. If we take one step, God will take two, which is an old church saying. When someone takes a step of faith and obeys God, or points themselves in obedience to God, position to God, God will match their step and help them overcome their fears and insecurities. God wants His people to continually progress and reach new levels in Him. You say you are Christian. You are His people. You gave your life to Him. You asked for salvation. You asked for redemption. You asked for restoration. You asked for reconciliation. You are His people. He blessed you anyhow. He blessed you anyhow. He blessed you anyhow. To God be the glory. Ogunifa Oluwa Amadi La Marie. Selah. And until next time, with His grace.